Recording, but we'll record anyway. So we're at the end of Tavkuf Pei Aleph, the last page. In the two, it's letter Dalit, okay? So I think it should be all the way in the back of your packet. Right, Virochatzin. Right. Virochatzin umistaprim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We bathe, we take a shower, we take a haircut, which those things signify that it's a happy time, that we're excited, right? Some people might see that as a bit of a contradiction to what should be. I mean, if it's Yom HaDin, if it's the Day of Judgment, Rosh Hashanah, shouldn't we be more somber? Shouldn't we be more worried? And here we are sitting by the barbershop as if we're getting married or something, you know, the next day. What's going on? Here's another beautiful midrash that the Tur is going to share with us. Al pi ha-midrash, based on the midrash that says, Amar Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon says, Ktiv, states in the pasuk, Ki mi goy gadol. I'll say the whole pasuk in its entirety. Ki mi goy gadol, asher lo Elohim kerovim elav, kashem Elohenu, v'chol koreinu elav. It's important to see the whole pasuk because from there we'll understand what the midrash is saying. Ki mi goy gadol. Who is a nation as great as the Jewish people? Asher lo Elokim kerovim elav, that has Hashem so close to him. Kashem Elokenu, like our God. Bechol koreinu elav, at any time that we call out to him. So what do we learn from that pasuk? Rabbi Chanina ורבי יהושע אומרים, רבי חנינא ורבי יהושע say, איזו אומה כאומה זו, what nation is like this nation, שיודעת אופיה של אלוהיה, that knows the quote unquote personality, the character of its God, the way the Jewish people knows. Pirush, what does Ofiah mean? Pirush, min hagav vedinav, his ways of conduct, min hagav vedinav, and his ways of judgment. Which means, Am Israel, we're not just the people of God. We go back a long time, and we know each other, and we're acquainted with him. We know his ways. And therefore, because we know his ways, how does that manifest itself? So the Midrash explains, Shemin hago shel olam, the normal way of the world is, Adam sheyesh lo din, a person who's awaiting judgment, serious judgment we're talking about, let's say life and death type of judgment, Lovesh chorim, Mita'atev shchorim. In those days, if you wore black, like I'm wearing right now, in those days, if you wore black, it was a sign of sadness. It was a sign of what did somebody, you know, die? What happened? What is that? In those days, meaning that's how it was in the world. So I don't know how much it is even by the goyim today. I don't know how true that is, but it used to be. You're right. It used to be the way of the world, of the nations of the world, to wear black when there is something that is worrisome. Right? Umitatev shchorim, that means you wear black. Umigadel zekano, and you don't shave. Ve'eno chotev tziponav, you don't manicure, you don't cut your nails. Lefi she'eno yodea, ech yetzeh dino, because the guy doesn't know. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? How the judgment is going to come out? Aval Yisrael, says the Midrash, but Am Yisrael enam ken. They're not like that. Lefshim levanim, you wear white, which means clean, laundered clothing. Umitatfim levanim, umegalchim zekanam. We groom our beards, we take haircuts. Umechatchim tzipornehem, cut our nails. Veochlim veshotim usmechim beRosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day of joy. It's a day where we sit to eat and to celebrate and to be happy. Why? לפי שיודעים שהקדוש ברוך הוא יעשה להם נס. Because we know, we are confident that Hashem is going to make a miracle. It's a nice way how the The Midrash points out, it didn't just say, we know that Hashem will carry out the judgment in a positive way. He'll make a miracle for us. We need miracle. That's what it seems. We need a miracle for the deen to come out. Like we say in Musaf, we say it three times. Hayom arat olam, hayom yamid b'mishpat kol yitzurei olam. Im kevanim kevanim, im kevanim rachamenu rachem avalbanim. Im ka'avadim enen aluchat tenuyot. Ad she'totzi la'or mishpatenu kadosh. Until you, the Holy One, kadosh, totzi la'or mishpatenu. You'll bring out to light our mishpat. Which means we're confident that Hashem is going to judge us favorably. Why? Because we are a nation that is acquainted with the ways of Hashem. We know Him. We know His ways. His ways are ways of mercy, of kindness, chesed berachamim, of compassion. That's why we, you know, we show that by eating, by drinking, by taking haircuts before, because we're close to Him, we know His ways. Yes, Gila. Absolutely. And I want to tell you that in answer to your question, there's a big yesod, a big fundamental principle we need to know. A Jew lives with dualities of concept at the same time. Which means, on one hand, you'll see the Gemara says what you said. The Gemara says, we don't say Halel on Rosh Hashanah. Isn't Rosh Hashanah a Yom Tov? Say Yom Tov. So how can we don't say Halel? So the Gemara answers in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Sifrei Chaim u'Metim Ptuchim Lefanav ve'anachnu nomar Shira. The books of life and death are open before Him, and we're going to start, you know, saying Hallel, especially the way some people say Hallel nowadays, you know, with guitars and with everything. We're going to start saying Hallel. Huh? What do we see from that, Gemara? Absolutely, absolutely. There has to be a trepidation, you know, there has to be a feeling of awe. It's days of awe. It's Yamim Noraim. Noraim means we have to feel Yira. But together with the yirah, it should not be a type of yirah, a type of fear of doom. You know, a feeling of, oh God, I'm dead. You know, that's it. There's no hope. No. It has to be a hopeful and cheerful type of awe. Like the Pasuk, David HaMelech says, "Vigilu bir'ada." Only a Jew knows how to do that. To rejoice with trembling. You say that to anybody in the world, they say, you're nuts, that's a contradiction. You're making a joke. It's not a joke. A Jew knows how to be the gilu bir'ada, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is. So here, what's being highlighted is the aspect of simcha. Not, you know, it's, now we're not talking about mishteve simcha like on the day of Purim. No, nobody's walking around with customs, and we're not getting drunk with wine. But we're not sitting on the floor, or we're not, you know, knocking our heads against the wall with worry. And that's important to remember. And why? Because we know Hashem. We're so close to Him. It's nice, no? It's good to keep that in mind. But you said you have many things you want to say.
Oh, yeah. Another question.
See, I didn't forget. It's okay if you want to save it for later. It's fine.
I think it was, oh, yeah. It's a little bit off topic. But,
he's not here today. Someone's missing, right? Wait, no? Am I wrong? No.
Danny.
Danny, right. I knew there was one here. Okay, Danny is not here. All right. Go ahead. By the way, thank you for bringing this. It's good. Okay, so it's not off topic, but it's too big of a question for now. But Be'ezrat Hashem, we should be talking about that. Yeah, I'll just say Tosfot in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, I think it's Daf Yud Zayin, says that the Din of Rosh Hashanah is mainly for Olam Haba. It's a talk in the Rishonim. Look in the Ran. The Ran in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Tosfot in that area, Daf Yud Zayin, brings up your topic. The Rishonim discuss if it's for this world, if it's for the next world. There's a Kaf HaChaim that says that when we say Zochrenu Lechaim, Melech HaFetz B'Chaim, Kotvenu B'Sefer HaChaim, Ma'anachanu Chaim, as you notice, we repeat the word Chaim many times. So you look in the Kaf HaChaim, in Tavkuf Pei Bet, in the next Siman, the Kaf HaChaim, he says that in one of those you have to have in mind Zochenu LeChaim in this world, and then Bekotvenu L'Sefer Chaim, the Chaim of the Neshama in the next world. So we're really praying and being judged for both. But there's a lot to talk about in that. So good question. Yeah, around there. I hope I'm right about Daf Yud Zayin. I think so. Kid Zayin, Yud Zayin, somewhere.
It's like a chesidish word on the Bechol Derechecha Dayeu, you know?
What do you mean? It's like, you know, you have to watch out with him lately. He's saying stuff like, saying amazing, you send me these WhatsApps, I have to like sit a whole day to figure out what you're saying. What are you saying?
Like, we should know about him in all of his ways, but since we know about him in all of his ways, like, we should be...
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? I hadn't the biggest idea what he was talking about. And look at that. In all your ways, da'ehu. All the ways of Hashem, no. So there's ways of Hashem of Rachamim, ways of Hashem of Mishpat, and we have to... Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
we have to da'ehu in all these ways. Yeah, I mean, sure. With his question, that's what we're saying. I just listen. Just the comfort of this midrash is in itself is precious. To have this, to know that there is like a confidence, a quiet confidence that we have with Hashem. It doesn't mean that we get to do what we want. It doesn't mean that we don't care. No, it's not a careless. It's not reckless, but it's a closeness that we feel with Hashem. That after all, you know us and you love us, and we're so close. We know, mate klape chesed. If there is any reason to incline towards chesed, Hashem will. Hashem will. That's very comforting. And now, if you would ask me which part of the Pasuk the Midrash sees this, so the reason why I quoted you the whole Pasuk is, I would have said from the words, Migoy Gadol, Asher Lo Elokim, Kerovim Elav. It's the closeness that we're talking about, isn't it? But if you look in the Bet Yosef, Umistaprim Al Pi HaMidrash, Amar Rab Simon Ktiv, Ki Migoy Gadol, Sheyodea Ofya Shel Eloheha, the nation that knows the character of its God, Pirush, meaning, Shehem Pirshu, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Chanina explained, Gadol Milashon Gidul. They're not taking it from the word Kerovim. They're taking it from the word Kimigoy Gadol, which literally means, who is a great nation like you, but Gadol also means Gidul, that we grew up with him. We're with him since our childhood days. Gidul. Klomar shenitgadla im Eloheha veyodat midotav. In other words, who knows a person better? A good friend of his, or someone who grew up in the house of that person? As close as the friend may be, but there are things, intimate things, that only the people that grew up in the house know. You know, sometimes what gets to him, or, you know, what rubs him this way or other, which the best friend, even the best friend, doesn't really always see, because maybe he sees always just, you know, one side of that person. We grew up with Hashem. You know, the world has certain ideas about God, and they're not always correct. In fact, they're way off, usually. That's because they go by what they see in the world, simply, and what they see in the Bible, simply. We grew up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were infants when Hashem was ours. So we know, of course, we have to say this, you're right, with the proper Yirah. But we know what are the nuances that the rest of the world doesn't know. Isn't that beautiful? In other words, if I was to learn this midrash, I told you, you'll be medayiket from the word krovim. So I'm going on the basis of kurva, of closeness. Closeness is not enough. There's something that's beyond closeness, and that is, did you grow up with him? That's even closer. That's more intimate. Kimi goy gadol lashon gidul. This Bet Yosef is speaking volumes.
Is this a part of the
I'm getting to to see that you, no rachmanut, no compassion, you give, you know? Right? Good questions, no? You're saying, tinok shenishbat. What do you mean? What do you mean to ask? Right. So you know what? Okay. So I'll tell you, I'm not necessarily saying that this is the correct answer to your broad question. But what I think is, even a tinok shenishba is part of Klal Yisrael. And he could rely on Klal Yisrael. I'll give you a mashal. What did I just say? Children who grow up in the home, so they're more intimate with the person than even a close friend. Sometimes you have a child who's still a child. What does he know from a hole in the wall? Right? But he looks at his older brother. His older brother says, don't worry. What does he feel? Okay, I go with my older brother. What he says. So even a tinok shenishba, even though he personally is not yet acquainted, but he's together with a nation that is. So all he has to do is, are you a Jew? You tell me, oh, we get to eat on Rosh Hashanah. We can be like, we're okay, we're good. Okay, then we're good. You know, I'm not sure that's exactly the answer, but could be, right? So let's just finish off over here. לפי שיודעים שהקדוש ברוך הוא יעשה להם נס. לפיכך, therefore, נוהגים לספר ולחבס בערב ראש השנה ולהרבות מנות בראש השנה. Therefore, the minhag is to take a haircut, to do laundry on ערב ראש השנה, and to להרבות מנות, and to increase in all kinds of dishes and, you know, meals on Rosh Hashanah. Umikan tshuva lamit'anim b'Rosh Hashanah. The tour ends off with a criticism, a critique, against those who have a minhag or had a minhag to fast on Rosh Hashanah itself. I don't know anybody who does that. I don't think many have this minhag today, but there was such a minhag. And this midrash is a direct, you know, Teshuvah means criticism on that minhag. You're supposed to eat. What are you fasting on Rosh Hashanah for? Don't you know Hashem? Hashem is on your side. Don't worry. Do your thing. Do what you need to do, and Hashem will do the, you know, will achetotzi laor mishpatenu kadosh. Just to finish off the last words here, v'noagim v'ashkenaz she'en nefirat apayim b'erev Rosh Hashanah. In erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't do tachanun and vidui. Same thing goes for us as well. Kemo bishar arve yamim tovim, just like any other erev yom tov. Af al pi shenoflim al penehem baboker beashmoret. Even though by the slichot before nets, we do, and that's halacha lemaase. Let's say, you know, you're going to slichot on erev Rosh Hashanah. If it's before netzach hama, you do the nefilat apayim le David. But if you're doing the slichot afterwards, that's very possible. You have to skip vidui, you skip tachanun, and you don't do so on Erev Rosh Hashanah.